Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Monday. While I'm trying to do the enemies of freedom have still not taken InfoWars off the air, thanks to you.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
A year and a half ago, Sri Lanka put the exact same UN global government rules on carbon over cattle, over nitrogen, over farming that we now see being put in place in Europe and the giant protests erupting in the Netherlands, France, Germany, and other countries. The shutdown of their way of life, the literal starvation, and an open plan to force farmers to sell their property to mega ag corporations. This is a criminal takeover. Welcome to the Great Reset. Now, the globalists have bit off more than they can chew. They push too hard. And the whole world's waking up to them right now. So you'd ask, why don't they back off the shutdown and collapse of society? Because they've already triggered it, and they think they're going to ride this tiger. But all over Latin America, all over Asia, all over the Pacific, all over Europe, all over Eastern Europe, there are massive riots and government building takeovers by individuals saying death to the New World Order, down with Bill Gates, down with Klaus Schwab. They're saying it in Sri Lanka. They're saying it in the Dutch countryside. They're saying it in Texas. They're saying it in Chile and Venezuela. They're saying it all over the world, in Brazil, leading the charge for the best leader to come out at a national level, fight for freedom in the last 50 years, Bolsonaro. They meant to carry all this out and blame our national leaders as puppets. But enough leaders got in, like Orban and others, to expose it. We have enough talk show hosts reaching big enough audiences to get the truth out, like this broadcast, the blast point, the detonation point, patient zero of liberty, the epicenter, this audience, activists, you did it. Once you know the important work you've done, so you'll keep fighting harder, because we're winning. The Tucker Carlson's of the world, hammering the Great Reset and the New World Order. Joe Rogan hammering it almost every podcast. It's happening, as good old Ron Paul used to like to say. It's happening. But if it wasn't for all the countless patriots in the last 60, 70 years, particularly in the UK and the US, exposing this coming New World Order, we'd be caught completely flat-footed. But we are not, ladies and gentlemen. This is quite a moment. We obviously have all of this big news here for you today. And then the media, for about 6 hours, tried to deny what they denied back in the presidential election 2 years ago, when Hunter's laptop was left at the repair shop and he wouldn't come pick it up. So the owner opened it up and saw all the child porn and illegal stuff, and the sex trafficking and the drug use and all the rest of the bizarreness and illegal activity. And the information went public, and the corporate media and big tech censored members of Congress. They censored the president. They censored everyone, including InfoWars, trying to expose it. Well, this time, 4chan, someone was able to hack in to Hunter Biden's iCloud and was able to then release the entire phone. At first, the media, the controlled lapdogs, tried to deny it was real. But no one bought that this time, showing how their power has waned massively. And I can tell you, starting last night and this morning, I looked at quite a bit of it, and we're showing you the PG stuff in comparison. He likes to pose with his niece and others naked, sitting on the edge of a bed as the trophy of the children he has sex with. He also has his father in the email sending him porn. And we now know Biden, the puppet president, his handle We now know his pseudonym, and we know the nickname his son has for him as well. We'll tell you that when we come back. We have a giant sale going right now of amazing products that you and your family really, really need. And we also need the funding to stay on air and not have InfoWars shut down. You need these products. These are all amazing products at great prices at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the July 4th Super Sale, and it starts today. We have 50% off plus double Patriot points on Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Krill Oil. That's a huge deal. Lung Cleanse Plus, Fizzy Magnesium, Prostagard, Ultimate Fish Oil, VasoBeat Complete, 40% off on Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Whole Food Multivitamin, Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, all Dr. Jones Natural products, massively discounted 40%, and up to 60% off in double Patriot points on Super Female Vitality, and finally, save a massive 75% off on hair and beard support formula. It's 75% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, the Alex Jones is Right t-shirt while you're there.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Pedo Pete. That's the nickname that is used by Hunter Biden's niece for him, and it looks like his father. And we cannot show you this information on air. A lot of it is illegal sex trafficking and obviously him in bed with children that look like they're 10 years old as trophies. We cannot show you and we will not show you the pedophilic material on air. And quite frankly, after I looked at some of it, I just stopped looking at it last night because never in my life have I looked at things like this. And as a journalist, I'm a pundit, an analyst, but I also am a journalist, and I just can't look at it. I will not look at it. There's things you can never get out of your head, and it's just very frightening to know that these are the fully compromised, blackmailed individuals by a plethora of different mafia organizations and governments around the world. But the screen handle, Pedo Peter, Hunter's iPad, Hunter's iPhone. It's unbelievable. And it's also him ordering hookers and clearly underage girls that look like they're about 13 years old. It's him quasi-naked in trophy photos with his niece and with other girls that are clearly underage. And there's stuff a lot worse than that. But, you know, you can't help but feel really grungy when you look at dozens of videos of him masturbating. I mean, you're not ever supposed to look at this stuff. It's just unbelievable. And the things we are showing are PG in comparison what's going on. But more importantly than even the pedophilia and the sex trafficking and the incredible crack cocaine and other drug binges is him and his father talking about paper play and how Hunter's going to meet with this group to get the money and then pay his dad and pay Joe Biden's brother and the rest of the family, using the drug addict Hunter as the bag man. And then there are the dozens, and I mean dozens, of phone numbers of prominent high-level Justice Department officials and FBI agents groveling and just kissing his pervert butt to go after his political enemies going back years. So if you want to get a real fly-on-the-wall view into just how corrupt the Justice Department is and how they're a bunch of sex-trafficking, pedophile-enabling garbage at the top, this is it. There's no way the system will survive any of this. And by the way, the Great Reset globalists set it up this way. They hope to bring down our whole government in civil war while they don't get the blame. No, they're going to get the blame because they're the ones that control these minions. Yeah, if you've got a mafia captain that's out committing crimes, I want to see them arrested, indicted, imprisoned. But we want to get the dons. We want to get the crime bosses. And the crime bosses are the Bill Gates and the Prince Charleses of the world. The Ted Turners and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Henry Kissingers of the world. And you're not in their club unless you're a rapist or a pedophile or a mass murderer or all three. Look at Harvey Weinstein. Getting women supplied to him and supplying women to Hillary and to Oprah Winfrey. And it's come out on both women that they've seen more tail than a toilet seat or a bicycle seat. But the issue is these are underage girls and women forced in to do this for their jobs in Hollywood and in D.C. Hillary, out of college with her law degree, first job she took was working for the mafia in Little Rock and Hot Springs, Arkansas. A lot of people go, the mafia in Arkansas? Yeah. The headquarters of the major mafia organizations of the country until the 80s was not Las Vegas, was not New York City, was not Los Angeles, was not Pennsylvania, Philadelphia. It was, and still to a certain extent, is Little Rock and Hot Springs. Now, anybody that lives in Arkansas knows that. It's well known. They have mafia museums there, and that's where Al Capone lived most of the year. I mean, that's where the Chicago Mafia's headquarters was since the 30s in Prohibition. That's where they made the majority of the liquor that wasn't shipped in from Canada. And so she was sent there by her father, who was number two in the Daily Machine in the Chicago mob. She was sent down there to represent the mafia. And her first big cases were the rape and torture of women and little girls in the brothels and these rich mobsters. They also had the Hicks working for them. So there was a big Dixie mafia there. Would just grab a 10-year-old girl off a bicycle, take her and rape her for 2 days. I've interviewed some of those women in studio with their shattered faces and they can never have children again because after they raped one 11-year-old for 2 days at a shack at a farm, drunk, playing poker, they took a broom handle and shoved it all the way up in her, ripping out her uterus and had to be removed. These are horrible people. Hillary Clinton made jokes about that on tape and made sure the person that did that, that little girl, walked. Men that take broomsticks and ram them 2 feet inside somebody's guts is who these people are. They hate you and your family. They hate America. They hate free speech. They hate God. They hate our children. And you see the evidence of what they do once they're in charge. So, that's who they are, a collection of devil-worshipping, drug-addict pedophiles. And now they're cutting our resources off. They've erased our border, they've devalued our currency, and they're starting World War III, and they're just beginning their plan. So now nobody's denying that it's Hunter Biden. Of course it's Hunter Biden in all these videos. And now even more information is coming out. And the FBI is in scramble mode to protect this pedophile and his pedophile father. Because Biden's the placeholder and the fall guy for their new world order. I need to keep him in there a while longer so they don't get the blame so the Great Reset can move forward. And, of course, evidence of that, I told you this was coming. My mom's a really smart person, and when Biden was installed a year and a half ago, she said, mark my words, and I've said this many times, told you this. She said, every time I see her, she says this, she goes, mark my words. They're planning to kill Biden as a false flag. The only way to get rid of him and then make all the crimes he committed not seem as bad and a way to change the subject, and they'll claim it's some right-wing gun owner that does it. And I agree with my mother. That's where I get a lot of my smarts, you could say. But I think it's pretty much a common sense thing, the way they're building this up, that they're going to kill Biden. I really think they're going to kill him. I'm not predicting it's going to happen. I'm saying there's a very good chance they'll kill him before the midterms. I'm predicting the deep state will assassinate Biden in a false flag. I give it a 90% probability in the next 120 days. They might wait and do it later, but in the main election. But they're definitely positioning all this. They could have an October surprise of assassinating Trump right before the election to cause a civil war, or they could arrest Trump as well. We know they've got that in the hopper, though that may be a little too far for even them. But you see the poll numbers, and we'll come out and cover it. Now the New York Times has basically called for the removal of Biden, and so the bell has tolled, ladies and gentlemen. It's a big broadcast lined up for you here today. Ban.videos, where all the forbidden videos and reports, but not just InfoWars, but so many other censored, incredible researchers and patriots can be found. Ban.video. And, you, of course, you can find the flagship of Fighting the Globalist at Point Blank Range, InfoWars.com. Please share that URL and tell folks tune in to the number one most attacked, demonized, lied about broadcast in the world, because we're telling the truth. Stay with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Sri Lanka and the carbon regulations that were put in there a year and a half ago, the exact same global government system being implemented in Europe and now coming to the United States. We will ban beef and you will eat the bugs. But let's get back to what I was just mentioning before the break. It's paradoxical. Yes, Biden's horrible. Yes, we want to get rid of him. Yes, he needs to be impeached so that his crimes are exposed and who controls him will be exposed. And yes, it's good to get rid of Boris Johnson. And yes, it's good for Merkel to step down. And yes, all of this is true. And it's good that the Sri Lankan government, that was totally globalist run, has been overthrown. They're out of the people. But if they don't then go after the central banks and the globalists and the New World Order and the globalist ruling class that did this, then all they would have done is further destabilize their countries. So I said it before the break. One of the major moves, if I was the globalist, I would make. I'm not calling for violence. It's a terrible thing. It will actually help them. I wish no harm against Biden or any of these people. I want them to be tried and put in prison. Due process. But now national polls are showing what we already knew, but they've been skewing them. Now they're putting out accurate polls. If you go into the methodology of the polls, they always sample 15 points more for Democrat. And they always bake into these polls higher numbers. But now Biden is polling in the 20s. Joe Biden's approval rating sinks to historic 29%. Believe me, folks, it's way lower than that. It might be 10%. Knives out. New York Times just said what we all know is true about Joe Biden. Here's the New York Times. At 79, Biden is testing the boundaries of age and the presidency. Joe Biden has got to go. As if Joe Biden's the one bringing us into this, quote, great reset, this great transition. As if it's all his fault. So, see, they have their cake, they eat it too. Oh, leaders all over the world just implemented the exact same policies by accident. No, if you read deeper and actually watch their speeches, they're following the great reset of the Bilderberg Group. And its public relations arm, the Davos Group, the World Economic Forum. Texas grid operator warns of blackouts. That was months ago. They're not allowed to use coal. They've shut down most of those plants. They're given massive $1 million a day fines if they do. And they've got to get permission to even do that and get fined. If they don't, prison time. Remember a year and a half ago? On Valentine's Day, a week before, they sent a letter saying, we know a big blue northerner is scheduled to be here in about 6 days. We need to be able to up the capacity of these coal power plants and gas power plants. And Joe Biden, who just gotten into office, said no with three big exclamation points. And so the power went off for up to 2 weeks and hundreds of people died. And the power companies were able to gouge people and made $20+ billion. I predicted it all because I'd seen Enron do similar things. We know the plays they run. We know their scams of their Build Back Better system. And that was the power operators months ago. And now they have come out with the actual announcements. Reuters today. Texas grid operator warns of potential rolling blackouts today. Reuters. ERCOT issues a call for voluntary conservation. That's right. You've got to conserve because they cut your power. You're learning in this great transition. Like Germany said, no more heating in your houses. The government's going to put warming tents on every street where the government will give you a place to be warm. Here's ERCOT in South Austin. Issues call for voluntary conservation. Dallas News. Texas warned to reduce electricity use amid fear of rolling blackouts. Well, what did we do? We just went and put a $50,000 generator on the building. And then, of course, hooking it up to everything cost another $100,000. But we did it. You funded us. And now when the power goes off today, we'll be able to continue to stay on. People say, well, why don't you just get some batteries? Oh, we had batteries. They cost more than $50,000 here in these studios. And they failed in 8 hours. They're ready to go six. They went further than they were rated to. And then we were in the dark. Remember? We had gas generators in here running it with one light on me because it's all the power we had for a week and a half. And I told you, this is the new way of life. They had articles making fun of me. Jones is crazy. He says it's on purpose. The PolitiFact said, oh, the feds didn't order the shutdown. Yeah, they did. We showed the documents. The Environmental Protection Agency. And what did the Supreme Court rule a week and a half ago? They said the EPA cannot just make law by pulling it out of their rear end. Congress has to make the laws. And so now all those regulations have been overturned, but you notice they're still in place. Kind of like Supreme Court rules 10 plus years ago that you can't ban guns in D.C. They're still banned. Euro news, Austria to reopen closed coal power station despite climate goals because they have to get ready for it, power the government buildings and key infrastructure. You see, when the power went off in Texas or when the power goes off in Spain, it's the same all over the world, or under Ceausescu's Romania, when the power goes off, the grid set up where the essential areas, the rich elite areas, and the hospitals and the police stations and the government buildings, they all keep operating, but you're in the dark. So I was in the dark with no water and no electricity at my house other than some solar panels, but it was too dark to get a lot of power, and a small gas generator for almost 2 weeks. And I live in a nice area, but it's not the Richie Rich area. The area that's called essential in Austin is called Tarrytown, and it's the oldest part of Austin, and it's in central West Austin, and it's where all the government elites live. And the movie stars, all the rest of them. And guess what? They never had any of their power go off because they're special. They're special. And a lot of people I know personally that live in blue collar or working class or middle class areas, they had their power because they live right next to a hospital or government building. So that's how this system works. So Austria, to reopen closed coal-fired plant station despite climate goals. Energy market turmoil caused by the war in Ukraine has triggered an increase in coal-fired electricity production in the European Union. Ah. So now you know why they're protesting by the millions in the Netherlands and all over the world. We're going to cover that when we come back. And the same model is implemented everywhere because it is the Great Reset. Doesn't matter if you're the Sri Lankan leader or the Australian leader or the U.S. puppet leader. They all use the same words and the same policies because it's a global corporate government New World Order system. We have a giant sale going right now of amazing products that you and your family really, really need. And we also need the funding to stay on air and not have InfoWars shut down. You need these products. These are all amazing products at great prices at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the July 4th super sale, and it starts today. Get 50% off, plus double Patriot points on Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Krill Oil, that's a huge deal, Lung Cleanse Plus, Fizzy Magnesium, Prostagard, Ultimate Fish Oil, VasoBeat Complete, 40% off on Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Whole Food Multivitamin, Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, all Dr. Jones Natural products, massively discounted 40%, and up to 60% off in double Patriot points on Super Female Vitality. And finally, save a massive 75% off on hair and beard support formula. It's 75% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, Al Jones is right t-shirt while you're there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fan, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting worldwide in defense of human liberty, we are the resistance. We are the real
defense
rebel.
The Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
The black sheep.
It's Alex Jones.
And proud of it. Humanity is getting off its knees. Humanity is rising. And I am getting chills through my entire core of my body. I can feel the awakening. I can see the awakening. I am so proud of the people. As far away as Sri Lanka, to the Netherlands, to Mexico, to Brazil, to South Africa, to Nigeria, to Kenya. From Eastern Europe, the Pacific Islands, humanity is taking the blinders off. And the globalists are going down.
You can imagine what your image means.
What we need is Nuremberg 2. World trials. We need them convicted. We need them marched up to the gallows. And we need to break their necks. But only once they've been given a fair trial. Then they will dangle for the world to see in full HD. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, on this live Monday broadcast. The New World Order is turning the power off. They're turning the lights off to bring you and I and all of us to our knees. But if we are aware of them and that they are the authors of our pain, it is they that will be the ashes of history. And it is our new system that we will build back better that will be constructed on their bones. Their physical bones, but more importantly, the bones of the political ideologies of the elite and their neo-feudalistic system. U.S. sees Russia food blockage as factor in Sri Lanka crisis. Yes, and it's the gas station owners that shut off all the pipelines and everything here in the U.S. too, right? That's why the gas costs so much. Not the central banks printing so much money either. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said growing food insecurity around the world has been significantly exacerbated by the Russian aggression against Ukraine. Yeah, maybe 1% of it. No, it was 2 years ago they signed on to the Paris Climate Accords and they cut the number of cattle in the country by half. First year it's 30%, just like it's happening in Europe. Really happening. You will eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will like it. They also are now trying to take the farms of most of the farmers and give it to big agribusiness. They are deliberately creating the food crises. And here's some of the articles. Complete collapse. Here's how the ESG, that's the big UN program that environmentally scores businesses and shuts them down. Complete collapse. Here's how the ESGs destroyed one nation's economy, Sri Lanka. In Sri Lanka, organic farming went catastrophically wrong, but it's not even organic. A nationwide experiment is abandoned after producing only misery. That's from March of this year. And now you see the aftermath. Overthrow of the government. And the ransacking of the central bank. And the total rejection of the New World Order. Ways to meet the impending food crisis in Sri Lanka. The food crisis caused in the last 2 years by the Carbon Initiative banning methane and nitrogen, both of which make up the life cycle on this planet and are essential to all carbon-based life forms. Life on the face of the Earth creates the atmosphere. In fact, there's a clip yesterday we didn't play of Mr. Jones, a big national talk show host on Sky News. Forget his first name. And he was on another national TV show pointing out that carbon dioxide isn't even 1% of the atmosphere, and it's been dozens of times higher in our past. We had higher oxygen levels and healthier plants and animals. Here is a clip of them talking about shutting down everything, banning cows, banning sheep, banning goats, banning chickens, banning basically everything, starving everyone to death to save the earth because we're going to have rising sea levels as all the elites buy oceanfront property. Here's a clip.
When I asked, well, just a moment, Alice, you'd been speaking for most of the night. When I asked Tanya Plibersek,
we'll fact check that one for you.
Yeah.
When I asked Tanya Plibersek, was the deputy leader of the Labour Party and the potential deputy prime minister, was carbon dioxide the big issue in relation to climate change? And she said yes. I then said, well, that being the case, what percentage of the atmosphere is made up of carbon dioxide? And she said, I don't know. And I said, hang on, you don't know what percentage of the atmosphere is carbon dioxide, and yet you're prepared to stand the economy on its head to address a problem, the detail of which you don't know. So when I then explained that the percentage of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, Alice, is how much? Alice, how much of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere?
To answer the question, Scott Morrison has said he's believing climate change and that he wants to do something about it.
Alice, how much carbon dioxide is the problem? How much carbon dioxide is there in the atmosphere?
I'm not a scientist.
Too much.
I don't know. I'm a
Well, hang on. If you're going to argue the case, you ought to know. It's 0.04%. And of that 0.04%, human beings around the world create 3%. And of that 3%, Australia creates 1.3%. So for the 1.3% of 3% of 0.04%, we then decide to have a national economic suicide.
Alan, I'm happy for you to have made that point.
But they're not deciding to commit national suicide. It's the exact same policies as Canada, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Germany, and now the U.S. That, by the way, that's Alan Jones. He's been on TV for 50 years, but they call him the Alex Jones of... they did to the Alex Jones of Australia. He's just as popular there as I am here, probably more popular. And, yeah, there he is, Alan Jones, radio broadcaster. Alan Bedford Jones, 81 years old. And he just knocks it out of the damn park. But with the facts, 0.4%, and it's been 20, 30 times the atmosphere what it is. But in just the last few million years, it's been 6-7 times higher. And you know what happens with plants? You triple it in the greenhouses, and they double their growth and their yield. And when you keep going up, it becomes even more interesting. Why do you think they dig up plants all over the world? They were 3-4 times bigger than they are now. Why do you think the animals used to be so much bigger? There was more carbon dioxide. There was more oxygen. This isn't my opinion, by the way. This is mainline anthropologists and paleontologists and scientists and climatologists. It's a fact, but they've listed a trace gas that is essential for all life on Earth as a toxic waste. All that comes out of U.S. and European power plants, coal plants, is water vapor and carbon dioxide. That's why they are so complex. Why they have all those tubes and machinery and things, because the coal goes through it and then nothing comes out on the other end. Everything else is then used for distillates and steel making and everything else. It's an amazing science. Now, in China and Mexico, it's just a smokestack and a water turbine because they don't cut any of that out. And they send toxic coal dust with mercury and everything else right in the atmosphere. And that's dirty coal. By the way, there's big stores of coal out west in the U.S. It's only here in the U.S. and in China, enough to run the country for hundreds of years, if not thousands, they say, just in the U.S. alone. It's all clean. It's called clean coal. It's so clean, it's pure carbon. There's no lead, no mercury, no nothing. There's tons of really toxic coal as well. And I agree, we should use the clean coal first. We should not be using dirty coal, and we should put scrubbers on them. That was all reasonable stuff, like catalytic converters on cars and scrubbers on power plants. But they've gotten rid of all that in China and Mexico or never even implemented it, and then they've gotten rid of our clean systems. All the studies show, there's a bunch of them, that trees and plants directly downwind all around coal power plants grow much faster and are healthier. Because there's higher carbon dioxide that hasn't dissipated out yet. It's a fact. It's a fact. Look up hydroponics. Look up indoor growing. Look, they pump carbon dioxide in, and humans walk around in it. It doesn't even make them sick because it's not bad for us. We'll be right back. Stay with
you. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
This equation has four factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now that's back from high school algebra, but let's take a look. First we've got population. Now the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Many believed that Bill Gates somehow misspoke when he attributed successful depopulation to the vaccines. But it's now evident that he didn't. He was being very clear about the intentions of the globalist agenda. Kill 99.99% of all humans. According to these psychopaths, this is how we will save the planet. And they have convinced an overwhelming amount of the world's population into accepting their agenda and pushing for it. People who believe that humans need to be aborted and believe the human race needs to be culled into a small compliance herd. People that are okay with billions of people starving so long as the screens on their devices tell them it's the right thing to do. But not everyone has gone insane. Some still have a survival instinct. When the Dutch government voted in a scheme that will force farmers to cut their livestock down to unsustainable levels, thereby forcing them out of work and shutting down the second biggest food exporter in the world, the farmers did the right thing and said no. And protests have broken out all throughout the Netherlands. Shutting down the world's second biggest food exporter is all part of the anti-human zero emissions plan. And so the Dutch farmers aren't just protesting losing their jobs. They're protesting the mass murder of the world's population. Just like the Canadian truckers and farmers did last winter. And just like the Canadian police sided with the tyrants, the Dutch cops are doing the same. Police drawing their sidearms on peaceful protesters and opening fire on them.
Neil, hey, wapens, jongen, wapens.
Hey, jongen, rij weg, jongen, rij weg.
Zo, je noemt helemaal wapens.
Using undercover agents and provoking violence to shut down peaceful gatherings. Because the globalists are not taking no for an answer. And while you may back the blue, chances are that they won't back you when it comes to the globalist agenda, which has now enlisted A-list celebrities to convince us all to eat bugs.
I'm Nicole Kidman, and I am going to eat a full-course meal of bugs.
They're trying to persuade us into dying peacefully, like good, obedient slaves. But soon the food will start to run out. And worse, more signs of kinetic world war on the horizon as Japan's longest standing Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is assassinated. And former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev joins President Putin in threatening nuclear annihilation if the United States continues their provocations. Which is exactly what the Extinction Rebellion wants. And it's what the Biden administration wants. It's what everyone in charge wants. The only way out of this is a worldwide people's revolution. The Dutch farmers have begun, and they have been joined by people from other nations. The revolution will not be televised. And if you want to stand up against evil, then now is the time, while you are still alive. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Dutch farmers ignite worldwide anti-globalist uprising. It's in Mandot Video. Please go to the Gregory section. Please share it. Please help our brethren around the world and our sisters fight back. All right. And last segment, I explained that carbon dioxide has been 25, 30 times higher in our planet's past from the ice core and soil samples they have. And then scientists in the last 100 years did studies in greenhouses and in contained bubbles where they would raise insects and mammals and plants, as well as bacteria and other microbes, inside a higher oxygen and higher carbon dioxide environment, and found that they live longer and they grow bigger. And so when I mentioned that the scientists know this main line, this is settled science. It's known fact, like plants need water and sunlight to live. that when you get more carbon dioxide, more oxygen, and the two feed off each other in photosynthesis, plants bring in carbon dioxide and put out oxygen, symbiotic. We bring in oxygen and we put out carbon dioxide. So by listing carbon dioxide as the big evil and then everything else like nitrogen that plants grow from, you've cornered the market on life and outlawed life. It's more than just the New York Times headline, soon you'll have to pay to breathe. That's what this is. So the crew search engines everything I say, and they pulled up a few articles. Big mammals evolved thanks to more oxygen. Scientific American. And it goes on to say because carbon dioxide was higher previously. National Geographic. Why giant bugs once roamed Earth? And then it goes in to explain there was higher carbon dioxide and higher oxygen, and so things were bigger and lived longer, were more healthy. It is estimated that 300 years ago, the world had the lowest carbon dioxide ever recorded in our history. Humans have boosted it up just a little bit in the Industrial Revolution in the last 150 years, but not much. See, these are the facts. That's why when you see newscasts saying we've got to stop carbon dioxide, it's like saying we've got to cut oxygen off. But everybody knows oxygen's good for you, even the dumbest, most uneducated person. So they didn't go with oxygen. They went with the thing just as important, because if you don't have carbon dioxide, you don't have oxygen. We are terraforming. God made us. Humans, animals, plants live in symbiotic relationship. And we help each other. We terraform the planet. We are creating the atmosphere. Methane is key to thickening the atmosphere and having it come closer to the surface of sea level so it doesn't off-gas into space. Mars once had an atmosphere. But it wasn't a big enough planet. It didn't have a big enough gravity. And so the water left the planet, though it's under the surface, most of it. Same thing with the moon. That's been proven with probes. So that's the reality. Separately, we've extended the July 4th mega sale, biggest of the year, because we don't have more products to sell. We don't have more stuff to have specials. We're completely maxed out. All these are great products. A bunch of our best sellers are out. Our best sellers of VasoBeats, Ultra 12, and X2 are still in. They'll be sold out soon. They're still 40% off. Hair and Beard Formula is really a great multivitamin mineral, great for everybody, adults, children, you name it. It's organic, it's high-end, but it's called Beard and Hair Formula, but it really is a multivitamin. It's 75% off right now and selling out fast. But despite that, it's 75% off double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got to have the funds in here to operate. Thank God, hopefully, in the next 2 months, a lot of the old products that are such best sellers are going to be back in. And it couldn't come in the nick of time, but we need funds now. Plus, these are great products you already need. InfoWarsStore.com, Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil, Knockout, Alpha Power, Pollen Block, Vitamin C, D3 Gummies. It's all available, like Living Defense, amazing anti-parasite system, not just for worms and microbes. It's all 40 to 75% off, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You can also go to InfoWarsStore.com, click on the support button, and make a straight donation or recurring donation. We really need your help. You've invested so much in us. We appreciate you. Now we need help more than ever. People are listening more than ever, but the attacks are bigger than ever. We need your support. Thank you so much. We'll be right back with hour number two and a special guest.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.